Okay, so it's 11:29, and Jocko got up 2 hours ago, and was like, "Come with me to I'm gonna go to a coffee shop and work, and you should come with me." And I said, "No, I gotta record a podcast. I'll come meet you." And then I fell asleep for 2 hours, but I'm awake now. And I'll make those 2 hours up later. I'll stay up 2 hours later. It all comes out. It all evens out. Let me see. I got a email. I saw that I woke up to this email from Ruby. Ruby, who is a I would say right now, her and Pietro tied at number one listener, just for interaction. There's probably, it could be somebody out there that's better, that listens to every episode the moment they're released and doesn't like to contact me, and I understand that. I wouldn't contact me, but I enjoy, but I wish you would send me an email. You know, Chris at chrislaker.com is pretty easy. And then I have two last names, and I'm definitely gonna change them shits if I get married. Now she's got two, Ruby. You got two last names. I'm guessing because you got each of your parents' last names. I'm gonna, but definitely gonna change them shits if I get married. Giving your kids a super long last name is fucking rude. That's true. If I had a super last name, even if it was just like just a long name, just a difficult. I used to work, I was a when I was in college, I was a file clerk at a doctor's office. So I would see everybody's files. Well, I didn't like go through their files. Oh, actually, you know what? There was times I would read the notes. There were some very interesting notes in them. But the names. And I remember there was one name in particular. There was the last name Mandick. There was a whole Mandick family at this doctor's office. And I was like, why? If you had that last name, why wouldn't you just go change that? Why wouldn't you just. Why do you want a kid growing up going to school with Mandick? Why do you even want to tell people Mandick? I guess after a while it becomes a point of pride or something, but I'd say if that was my last name, it would definitely be changed. But that was something I was talking about the other day. And Ruby, I also want to say thanks to Nikki Tats. Left a new review for the podcast, a nice 5-star review, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Nikki Tats. I see that. Leave a write an email, leave a review. Do them both. There's not that many of yous. I don't really promote this podcast, as I've said a million times. But maybe I'll start tomorrow. Okay. Let's see what's going on in the old news. 57 white supremacist gang members arrested in North Texas. I guess they weren't so supreme if you got caught there, white supremacist. I wonder what they're. I'm sure they were up to no good. Were they a motorcycle gang? I feel like they had to. For some reason, they always have to ride motorcycles when they're a white supremacist. Like, you can't just be like a gang hanging out. You gotta learn to ride a motorcycle, which I. That would. You lost me at white supremacist. But then you add motorcycle into it. It's like, oh God, I got to go buy this whole other vehicle. just to be in a gang? I just want to be in a gang. Can I be in a gang that's not white supremacist and doesn't have a motorcycle as a, you know, is that possible? I just want to sell drugs and hang out with my friends, cause bar fights, hit people with pool cues, you know, gang stuff. But motorcycles, they're dangerous. And you got to ride in a big pack that cause a lot of attention. It's embarrassing. Like, why are these guys, why do I got to ride next to this guy? What, are we going to talk? We're not going to say anything to each other. We're just going to look over and thumbs up every now and then. God. I thought the white supremacist part was bad, but the motorcycle, I didn't get great either. I gotta find a new gang. I don't know if this was a motorcycle gang or not. But I'm not even gonna read the article. Downtown restaurant ordered to pay $10,000 after a black man was asked to prepay for food. Was that restaurant maybe owned by this gang? Where did this happen? A Chinese restaurant downtown Toronto, Canada. You don't expect that in Canada. A friend of mine, he was, he's American, a black dude, and he moved to Canada. And loves it and says it's just so much more chill. Although he's on the West Coast, maybe it's a different vibe than in Toronto. But that's unfortunate. Don't do that, man. Don't do that Chinese restaurant in Toronto. Everybody just be cool. I guess if everybody was just being cool, the news would be pretty boring. But I'd rather have boring news. I'd rather open up the news and say, hey, everybody's being cool. Like, everybody all over the world just being cool. Nothing else to report. And I think, you know, journalists wouldn't have, there wouldn't be as many journalists. You'd have to have some around. Because then be like, somebody wasn't cool today. And then somebody said, yo, man, you better be cool. And then he was cool. That happened in Toronto. Martin Scorsese slams Rotten Tomatoes and the devaluation of cinema at TCM Fest. Yeah, well, Rotten Tomatoes can go fuck off. That is true. I think when you see, like, bad reviews for a movie like Rampage, like, how do you get mad at Rampage? There was so much rampaging. That's, Martin Scorsese, I have a problem with him just because I was a PA on this movie of his. And he kicked me off the set for fucking no reason at all. He said I just, like, weirded him out or something. And I wasn't looking at him. I wasn't even that close to him. It was shooting in this hospital. And I had to go give the ADs a bunch of, like, headshots or something. I had to give him something. And he doesn't know who I am, this Martin Scorsese, but he sees me, like, around the set, like, you know, like, we don't interact, like, at all, but he sees me, like, this isn't the first time he saw me, but not that he should even remember who I am. That's not the point. He starts, they're shooting in this room that's in the middle of a hallway. They call rolling. I stop at the end of the hall. I am nowhere fucking near Martin Scorsese. I'm not even looking in his direction. And all of a sudden, I hear, who's that? Get him out of here. And then his assistant comes over and makes me leave. And so it's a very sensitive scene. And I acted cool about it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But I was pissed. And I'm still pissed. I hold that grudge to this day. So I think part of it is I enjoy having a reason to not like Martin Scorsese, like a personal reason and a personal grudge against the man. He's the most famous person I have a personal grudge against that I can think of. Is there anybody else? Yeah. Anybody else that was a little shitty or like a little like whatever, I wouldn't say hold a grudge. Yeah, just Martin Scorsese. So, fuck that, dude. Get off your high horse, man. Devaluation of cinema? I'll tell you what devalues cinema. Fucking, not being nice to your PAs. That devalues cinema because it lowers morale all around. So maybe you should think about that when you're ranting against the problems with the movies today. All right. I forgive you, Martin Scorsese, if you're listening. I can't walk the earth with this grudge the rest of my life. I'm going to let it go. So, I don't know. I'll talk to you fucks tomorrow. We love you.